But what do we do about his request for more men? Don't we have to, if it assumes the proportions that I can see it assuming, shouldn't we say to the Congress, what do you want to do about it?
Well, I would be hate to be the one to say it, because as you said earlier, it's 75,000, then it's 150,000, then it's 300,000. Where do you stop?
You don't.
Where do you stop?
You don't. I mean, it looks like to me, I don't see where to me, it's shaping up like this, Mike. You either get out or you get in. I don't think there's much more neutral. I think we've tried all the neutral things, and we think they are winning. Now, if we think they're winning, you can imagine what they think.
Yes, they know they're winning.
And if they know that, you can see that they're not anxious to find any answer to it.
That's right.
Now, what do we do under those circumstances? We seem to have tried everything that we know to do. I stayed here for over a year when they were urging us to bomb before I'd go beyond the line. I have stayed away from their industrial targets and their civilian population, although they urge you to do it.
Yeah, but Hanoi and Haiphong are stripped clean and have been for months. And you bomb them, you get nothing. You just build up more hatred. You get these people tied more closely together because they are tied by blood, whether from the north or the south.
I think that's true, and I think you've done nearly everything that you can do except make it a complete white man's war.
And if you do that, then you might as well say goodbye to all of Asia and to most of the world.
Well, I think that's probably, I think that's right. Therefore, where do you go?